And my guest this evening is Tim Darvell. Evening, Tim, how are you?
Very well, Darren. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all, not too bad at all. Now, my friend from school, 40 years ago, infant school, Melissa contacted me the other week and said, a friend of mine's putting out a charity CD. Her husband, Steve, is on the CD and will play his record in a little while. The CD, or the EP, is called Fields of Dawn. Tell us the story behind this, because this is raising funds for a bowel cancer charity, isn't it?
Yes. The song is called Goodbye, Farewell. I lost my mum to bowel cancer in 2016 after a four-year battle with it. So I've sort of been fundraising that for 8 years. So I enjoy my music. I've done a couple of things prior to this. And I sort of started writing the song back in January time and didn't really get very far with it, to be honest with you. And then in the summer, a friend of mine, Kelly Smith, died of bowel cancer, aged just 31. And I sort of refocused on the song from more of a generic and third-party idea rather than the personal experience. And it sort of came together then. And I thought, how, you know, what should I do with it? And I didn't think my own musical ability was going to sort of be good enough to do what I wanted to do with it. So I floated the idea out on Facebook, primarily on the Alarm fans page on Facebook, and the response I got was amazing. I thought of doing a one-track release with, you know, maybe, you know, a few people collaborating, but I got such a good response. We've ended up doing four versions of the same song, one of which is, you know, Melissa's husband Steve does, so it's absolutely fantastic and really, really pleased with the end result.
How did you get to know Steve and Melissa?
Well, so I've been a fan of the Alarm since 1983, and I think those two are sort of a similar period. And I've been to, you know, 100 plus Alarm gigs over the years and never really met that many people. I was sort of a bit of a loner when it comes to live gigs. And it was really the fundraiser. And I sort of got, you know, I did a book a few years ago, and I sort of put that out, and the support from fellow fans of the Alarm was superb. And I sort of was pretty much dragged into the sort of into the limelight a bit, and I could no longer sort of keep quiet. And people like Steve and Melissa have just been so friendly, as have numerous other people, and supported my fundraising. And you know, and Steve, you know, as soon as I approached Steve, you know, would he, you know, have a go at the song? Immediate yes, couldn't, you know, and he's done an absolutely blinding version, you know, so which we'll hear in a minute.
Yeah, and of course the Alarm, the early tracks were produced by Alan Shacklock.
Yes, yes.
Who was in, well, still is in Babe Ruth, and now lives in Nashville, and comes from Hatfield in Hertfordshire.
Yes, yeah, I mean, that Declaration album is, you know, for many, many Alarm fans, is the pinnacle, possibly along with the follow-up Strength. So, you know, an amazing producer, and it's a great album, you know, still one of my favourite albums.
Yeah.
And in fact, on talking of the Alarm, so on the second track on the EP, which is done by Pete Kirby and James Walsh, I've got the current drummer of the Alarm appears on, you know, does the drums on it and produces that track. So, you know, that's a real highlight for me, because I didn't even know he was going to be on it, to be honest with you. And then suddenly finding out he's been part of it was another great coup for the release.
Yeah, that's excellent. And people will gather together. I think this year, let's face it, it's not been the greatest year on the planet, is it?
No.
I think people have kind of want to help out, don't they? Even more than they would do normally.
Yes, I mean, obviously when it comes to fundraising, money's tight. And this release is supporting Bowel Cancer UK, and they've recently had to make 15 of their staff redundant, which is about 20-25% of their workforce. So the money's tight, but what I've seen is, and I've done a few fundraising things, you know, since March, is people are still prepared to support things, you know. And I think one of the things I've, you know, found heartening in the last 6 months has just been, as a nation, there's so much kindness and you know, good spirit going on. It doesn't always get reported in amongst all the headlines of doom and gloom, but I think people have been pretty amazing, you know, overall.
I think generally one thing I think this year has highlighted is that the news is just relentlessly negative all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the good bits always get ignored, completely get ignored from wherever they may be. You never hear about it.
They don't sell copies, do they, unfortunately?
And, no.
You know, I mean, apart from maybe the Captain Tom thing, I can't think of many good news things that there's been on recently. And it's such a shame because there is lots of good things going on. You know, people have pulled together and supported each other and looked out for each other. So it's just a shame it doesn't really make the headlines.
Yeah. So what's the day job? Do you do music as the day job, or what is
no,
it you do?
No. So my day job is I run my family packaging materials company, which my dad founded in the 70s. So I'm a bit of a one-man band doing that these days. The music's always been a bit of a hobby. I've sort of, you know, loved buying and going to gigs and dabbling a bit with sort of songwriting and recording over the years. But I had quite a long time out until sort of the last year or so, and I sort of, you know, rediscovered, you know, my enthusiasm for sort of songwriting as such. So music's definitely a hobby, and, you know, I'm afraid, you know, packaging materials is about as exciting as the day job gets.
Get the bubble wrap out.
How many bubbles can you pop?
When you see bubble wrap, you've just got to do it, haven't you? It doesn't matter how big it is, or that air void fill stuff, that goes off with an enormous bang, doesn't it?
The big like void fill, you're right, absolutely. When I get a lorry load of bubble wrap in and I have to sort of lug it through my warehouse and sort of throw it up to the sort of the mezzanine floor, the popping of it doesn't quite have the same appeal as it does, say, for, you know, my young niece who used to love doing it. So.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So that keeps the money rolling. And how has business been on that front?
Very difficult, to be honest. When things happened in March, it just overnight dropped to zero, you know, after the Boris's first press conference when we sort of went into lockdown. It just went to zero. I wasn't actually sure if I could carry on working to start with. I wasn't quite sure. And then, I deal with a couple of food companies and a medical company, and, of course, they were carrying on. So I sort of thought, well, you know, that's, you know, I have to carry on. You know, I was quite happy going into work. It was, you know, especially when you're sort of cooped up all day, it was nice to get out. Sort of the mental health side of things as much as anything. But it has been really difficult, and even now, you know, I'm probably operating at 50% of my normal turnover. So it's I think for me it's survival, just trying to get through however long this lasts for and come out the other side. You know, I'm quite accepting of where we are. There's not much I can do about it sort of for my business, and I haven't brought it upon myself. So I kind of think just do what I can and, you know, see where we are and, you know, next spring. I think at the moment that's my current outlook.
I think many businesses, I'm self-employed, and I was chatting to somebody else that runs their own business earlier on, if we can get through the year and be at zero or somewhere just above zero, I think we're all done pretty well, to be quite honest.
Absolutely, yeah. I think going into a second year is going to be quite hard. You know, if say come next spring we're still looking at more, you know, more waves of this or lockdowns or whatever we're looking at, I think that's going to be quite hard, especially psychologically for people when you sort of go into, you know, a second year of it. But you know, you see posts on social media about, you know, the you know, people getting through world wars in the past, and really we've done 6 months so far, and, you know, when you think of, like, you know, 6 years of a world war, you know, what our sort of parents and grandparents went through, I think you know, we have to sort of put some of it into perspective. Not that this isn't serious, of course, but you know, I think we just have to knuckle down and do what we can to get through if we can.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with that one, and just try and just grab hold of the positives. That's the main thing. As you say, they just don't get reported or don't get reported enough, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I try and, you know, like, I'm avoiding the news to a degree at the moment because it is just so sort of depressing. But when you do have good things and hear about good things, it's amazing. It just brings your mood up, and, you know, your enthusiasm for everything changes. So, you know, it's so important that these the good news is reported, you know, but, you know, at the moment they just seem to focus on the negative, unfortunately.
Yeah. Remember, we've all got the power of the off button.
Absolutely.
We've got the power of the off button. We do not need to keep looking at social media 24/7. We don't need to listen to the news or read the news.
No, absolutely.
You know, we have got a choice, but it is sometimes unavoidable. Anyway, but on a positive note, how you've raised about 250 quid, haven't you, up to now?
Yes, it's raised £250 so far. I've still got quite a few CDs left to try and sell, and it is also, you know, available as a download. So who knows, you know, but it all helps. And it's also, as much as raising money, what I've found over the years, that raising awareness is equally as important. So I don't focus, you know, solely on how much I can raise. People who sort of know me or follow me on social media know that I do keep banging on. And, you know, if only one person gets checked out in terms of, say, for me, it's like bowel cancer-wise, you know, and gets checked out and something be prevented, then you're doing your job. You know, that's all I really focus on.
Because it's one of those things that we just don't talk about, isn't it? Especially with a cancer that, you know, includes that part of the body. It's like people just don't talk about it, do they?
Absolutely.
And probably don't notice the signs either, so that's another important thing.
Yeah, I mean, it is a sort of a bit of a silent one in terms of, you know, people are unaware of symptoms. And unfortunately, with bowel cancer, I mean, it is the second biggest cancer killer in the UK, but people generally, you know, it's discovered too late. If it's discovered early, it's one of the most treatable cancers. So stage one, the survival rate is, you know, 90% plus. The later stage four, it drops to below 10%. So it's a massive difference. So early diagnosis is key. But as you say, people don't talk about, you know, the bums, etc., and don't go to the doctors about it. You know, it's just one of those things we don't like to talk about. And it is getting better. You know, it is getting better, but, you know, there's so much more that needs to be done in terms of raising awareness so that people, and it's not just patients, it's doctors as well. You know, there's misdiagnosis goes on, especially in the younger patients. So there's so much more work that we need to, you know, keep doing.
Yeah. And the funds that you're raising with this CD, where is the money actually going to?
Yeah, so this CD, everything, you know, all the profits go to Bowel Cancer UK. It's a charity that I've been supporting for a number of years. I used to fundraise for Beating Bowel Cancer, but they merged with Bowel Cancer UK 2 or 3 years ago. So now everything goes to Bowel Cancer UK. So this is where this money is going to, and they do, as well as supporting families and patients, they also fund research, you know, the state-of-the-art technology. So it's quite an important charity to support, especially at the moment when sort of their income has dropped, unfortunately, this year.
Yeah, and their website is bowelcanceruk.org.uk, if people
correct,
want to find out more about that. And also you can look on the NHS website as well for details. And, you know, if you are a bit worried, always go to your doctor. That's always the first point.
Well, this is it. I think, you know, and we hear stories of, you know, people not going during lockdown. But please, if anyone, you know, needs to, you know, is worried, just go and see your GP. It's so important.
And the GP will see you. That's the thing,
yes,
you know, if you get an appointment, that if it is an emergency, they will see you.
Absolutely.
I think some people might be a bit worried at the moment that the GP won't see me. If they are concerned, they will come in, they will see you.
Absolutely.
You know. So
yeah, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to buy the CD or do the download, how can they do that?
Right, so I'm selling this one through my own website, which is riverstocross.com, and that's the number 2 in rivers, after rivers, riverstocross.com. And it's available as a CD, as a download, and all the individual tracks can be downloaded as well. You know, if you don't fancy buying all of them, you can just buy one if you like. That's the only place it can be bought at the moment.
Okay, so it's Rivers2Cross as the number 2, Rivers2Cross.com, if people
That's
want to do that.
Yeah, and there's links off the front page to the actual, you know, individual pages. So if you go to the front page, you can navigate from there.
Fabulous stuff. So we'll play a track, one of the 4 tracks from the CD, and it is Steve's.
Yeah.
version of Goodbye Farewell, so we'll play that.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and fingers crossed for, say, more awareness and, you know, some more funds to Bowel Cancer UK.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant
much,
stuff.
Much appreciated.
No problems. Thank you.
Cheers.
Close your eyes and go to sleep. Fly away, angel. Rest in peace. No more.
Webster and Goodbye Farewell. And say, so if you want to buy the EP, Darren says, looking at the website here, it's riverstocross.com, riverstocross, and that is the number 2cross.com, and you can either download the EP or buy it as a physical CD. Fields of Dawn. Goodbye, Farewell. And that's one of the four versions of the track on there. And good luck with raising the funds, Tim. And I'm sure it's a big thank you to everybody that's contributed tracks to the CD. It is 102.3 HFM. It's 16 minutes to 10 o'clock. And Melissa, if you're listening, I know you're a big fan of The Alarm. So Steve as well, I believe.